You know, if you think about it, think about the history of music and the changes. We talked about the Beatles and the culture changes they created and what they've done for music and how music was recorded and performed and put onto vinyl instead of singles and things like that. But you think in terms of what songs have moved you the most. You've heard me. I'm a Deadhead, and I believe in live music and that energy and that euphoria that a live performance just carries you along, takes you where you need it to. And when you find a band that transports you, you stick with it.
This song has become an anthem for many years for an entire generations now of people out there, not only in the music world, but in our world in many different directions. It's just one of those powerful, positive message songs.
Right. It really kind of makes you think about what, you know, what could we be if we were all trying to work together, if we were all, you know, had the vision, I guess, of WMNF and it just wasn't in this radio station.
And if you think about Big Brother and his broadcasting network out there that's taken over the world or trying to, they'll never take over 88.5 FM because of all of our tribe out there. Every one of you today that has participated, everyone that's had their radio on, everybody that can hear me now, you're a different soul. You're a different sort, just like the rest of us that still have hope and we still believe in the power of music. We still have hope that we all believe in the power of people and a community banding together and being ourselves, not pretending to be anyone other than who we are and what we are. And I just can't help but think back over recent history that this song was banned by Big Brother's broadcasting network right after the September 11th incident. Right or wrong, that's for you to decide. But right here, proudly right now, I think every one of you that can hear me, unless you're driving, you should stand up. If you're with your children, you should hug your children and sing along with your children, because this song means that much, I think, to everybody that's ever heard it. Here it is, number one, voted by each and every one of us, none other than the late, great John Lennon.